Blog Talk Radio.
Що є правда, де є вихід? Ти скажи мені. Бути чесним, бути правим, чи це важко?
Ні!
Рви все, що стримує тебе, так подивися на небо. Вітер нас кличе в політ.
В небо, в небо!
Знаю, що все має початок, нам не треба мовчати. Хай він у пеклі горить, чуєш звуки, бачиш руки. Це вже йдуть вони, йдуть вони.
Well, hello, good evening, and welcome to our 30th show here with Spiritualist Medium Bryn Durham. Spiritual Psychic Intuitive Bryn Durham. That's what the write-up says. Okay, the piece of music that you've just heard is from a band called The Six Boys. As it sounds, six, number six, and stores, six stores, yeah, and they are a group of six young Ukrainian girls, or girl band. They're trying to make good, if you will, in the midst of the current troubles. So we want to make that song go viral, don't we? We want them to have every success, because There's nothing more deserving there at the moment, I do feel. You know, they definitely need all the assistance that they can get there at the moment. And I'm sure some of that money will go into the effort there, if it did go viral. So you can find them on Facebook. Look them up on Facebook. And you'll find them there. And if you are struggling to find them, go to a page called Dina Drums. And you'll see them there performing these Zina. Zina doing everything they can do as a band to support each other. So there you go. So it's all good. All right, so we're going to say hello to Blin then.
Hey Ken, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah. Well, Holly was with us. I don't know where she's gone. She seems to have disappeared somewhere. But we do have four lovely people in the caucus, so we're going to make a start. And on line one, we have Yvonne.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hi, what's your name? I didn't get the name.
Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne. Hey, Yvonne. How can I help you today?
Hi, do you see me having another child? And if so, when?
All right, that's a good question. Let's see. Is Yvonne going to have another child? Let's see. Will Yvonne have another child? I do feel you will. I get a sense that you will. I don't get any kind of red light on that. So let me see. Okay, Yvonne. Let's see, is Yvonne going to have a child? Yep, she will. All right, so with timelines, they can be, I want to say, very fluid. They can shift around. So I'm just going to give you an approximation, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so when will Yvonne have a child? When is Yvonne going to be? So you have some some children already, right? Is that correct?
I have a little girl.
Okay, all right. So let's see. When is another child? When is another child coming for you? When is that right? I'm feeling within. I'm getting within a 2-year period of time, Yvonne.
Okay.
Another child is coming. I feel.
Okay.
Yeah. If I were to say it was any longer than that, let's see. Okay. If I were to say Yvonne is getting a child within 3 years, less. So it's within a 2-year period of time, I feel.
Okay,
yeah, it feels
awesome.
Like it could be male. It could be a boy, actually, possibly, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was getting in the beginning, actually, too, a male child. He might have... some brown, dark hair, I'm not quite sure. It feels like darkish, but sometimes my hair colors are a little off, so I'm just putting that out there, so I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, I do feel another child coming for you, yeah.
Okay, what do you pick up any messages about me and John?
And okay, you and John, okay. Any messages for Yvonne and John? So, let's see, when I put you, Yvonne, and John into the future together, I feel, let's see, what happens when I put Yvonne and John into the future together? What I'm hearing is, okay, a message that comes through right now is some things need to be worked out between you, Yvonne, and John. It feels like some... I don't know, some difficulties, personality stuff. If I were to say, okay, do I see a long-term situation for Yvonne and John? I feel, is there a long-term relationship for Yvonne and John? Yes or no, guys? Is there a long-term relationship for Yvonne and John? It's possible. To be honest with you, I'm not getting a very sure thing on that, but it's not out of the question, but I'm not getting a very kind of juicy feeling about it.
Yeah.
In terms of it, you know, keeping going. I don't want to say an ultimate no, because, you know, there's hardly any situations that are very black and white, you know. So
yeah.
I do feel there's a slim possibility that something could work out, but I'm veering more on the side of it's, you know, the other way. But I don't want to put the door closed completely is what I'm saying, you know, on
okay.
that score. Yeah, yeah. When I look at the type of, go ahead. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to say, do you get any other messages, not about him per se, but just any other messages from spirit?
Yeah,
that's
right, for Yvonne. Yeah. Any message for Yvonne? I feel the message for you, Yvonne, is to trust your instincts about people you're around, because they're usually right. Don't second guess. Like when I look and see, Yvonne, what's surrounding you? Let's see, what is surrounding Yvonne at this time? What's surrounding Yvonne? What is surrounding Yvonne at this time? When I look and see what is surrounding you, Yvonne, I feel all right. There's a lot of stuff going on in your mind, in your head, a lot of thinking. I almost want you to do some kind of thing where you're going to use your body, like movement or stretches or something that can put you more in your body. Because I feel a lot of mental stuff, processes going on when I look at what's surrounding you, Yvonne. I feel that almost like I get the message thinking too hard. And I feel... It's almost like I want you to, this is what I feel would be really good for you to treat yourself with. Either get to a good reflexologist. Now, I do foot reflexologist, but you want somebody in your area, of course, or massage. Get a massage or foot reflexology, because I almost want you need to stimulate your body so you feel more, the energy comes more into your body. It's like, and out in nature too. Nature gets you more grounded and gets you more out of your mental state, you know, of overthinking or over second guessing yourself. So that seems to be something that is surrounding. And these are some things that I'm just guiding you to. You know, they're just suggestions. I'm not saying you to do them or not doing them, but it's something I feel that would help you. Also, even yes, do some self massage on your hands, you know, on your shoulders. Even if you can't get to a massage therapist, or you know, touch your belly and your legs and all that, and get something moving. Like feel your body, get out in nature, be in nature, and get a massage or some foot reflexology. Just to get out of the head, or some physical activity like exercise, yoga, qigong, tai chi, something like that. But you get my meaning, though, right?
Yes, I get it. Thank you so much.
All right, Yvonne, take care. Have a good one.
Okay, bye. You too, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you, Yvonne. Oh, there she goes. Look. Okay. Right then, now this line number two should be hello, hopefully.
Yes.
Hey, Holly.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Not too bad. Hanging in there, as everybody else is.
My mom has a new caregiver, and her name's Mary. Do you see that like a good fit, or do you see how long she'll last?
Okay, Holly's mom. Okay, and what's Maria is her name is? What's her name? Mary.
Yeah, Mary. Well,
Mary. Okay, Holly's mom has a caregiver. So Mary, is Mary hard to say Mary is a good fit for your mom, Holly. I feel, let's see, is Mary a good fit for Mary good fit for Holly's mom? I feel she will do well. That's what I'm hearing. I feel Mary will do well. She's a very organized person. I think Mary is like has a kind of a good organizational ability, and I feel she'll help your mom, you know, with the caregiving. Let me look at this minute. Okay, is Mary a good caregiver? Is Mary a good caregiver? Yeah, I feel Mary is a good. I do feel Mary is going to do fine for your mom. I feel she will give her what she needs, and she's very attentive. Like she has a good awareness of being in the moment. You know, being there. Present, you know, which is what you need for that job or anything really. But I mean, attentive to the person in need. So I feel Mary is a good fit for your mom, Holly. Yeah, yeah, she'll do.
How long will she last?
Yeah, Mary, you say?
Yeah, how long will she last as a caregiver for my mom?
Okay. I'm getting several months. Let me just get a little more specific. Okay, how many months or years will Mary be with Holly's mom? I'm feeling at least till near the end of the year. I'm feeling. I get around August, September, or something like that.
Yeah. Caregivers come and go.
Yeah. So I feel that's approximate timeline. Yeah, definitely.
And do you see me getting the job in Issaquah, Washington?
Issaquah?
Yeah.
Issaquah. Wow, I like that name. It's a nice. Let's see, it's
nice area too.
Is it okay? Let's see. If I were to say you, Holly, are going to get the job in Issaquah, Washington, I feel I wish I could say yes, but I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the job for you in Issaquah, Washington. Let me look a little closer here. Okay, let me ask it another way. Okay, let's see. Holly is going to get the job in Issaquah, Washington. Holly is not going to get the job in Issaquah, Washington. It feels like no, I want to say.
How about the one in North Bend? There's a city called North Bend, Washington.
North Bend. Okay. Is Holly going to get the job in North Bend, Washington? Will Holly get the job in North Bend, Washington? I feel that more of a probability. I do feel, I feel more of a yes on that, the North Bend. If I say ultimately, will you, Holly, get the job in North Bend, Washington? I keep getting probably is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I feel, yeah. Okay. When I look at Issaquah, the job view there, I get disappointment. No, I get the word disappointment. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I feel.
Anything else you see for me?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what's surrounding you a minute. Okay, what is surrounding Holly? What is surrounding Holly? What's surrounding Holly, guys? Let's see. I don't have any messages for Holly. Okay. Here's a message. They want you to do some dancing. They want you to dance. Like, I just tell you what I'm saying here. The message I hear is they want you to move your body, get some music, you know, even if it's just by yourself, but go out to one of those dances where you don't necessarily need a partner, you know, there's some kind of barefoot dancing or whatever. but dancing, movement, you know, I feel a message for Holly is, dance, move the body. Because what it will do is, and they're telling me, is what this dancing will do is will clear some static in the nervous system. Another good thing is, something I've learned in Qigong is doing some shaking. Just shake like when a dog shakes water off its back, you know. Do a kind of like, and I do it and I feel great. I feel like it opens up my breathing capacity. And you just shake. You stand there and you just don't hold on to your body, but you stand and you shake, and you shake it in any way you can, you know, and just shake for a few minutes. Shake the spine, shake the hips, the knees. And when I do it, I feel really energized. It gets the static out. So that's what they're saying is, let me see if there's another message. Okay, any other message for Holly? And you know, it'll open up more channels for writing too. It'll help the channel open for writing, which makes a lot of sense to me because, you know, sometimes when we don't move our body or shake it, you know, and really shake it out, things. Energy tends to stagnate sometimes.
And then how soon do you see me moving?
When is Holly going to be moving? When will Holly be moving, guys? I'm going to answer it. Let's see. Is Holly going to be moving this year? I feel within 6 months you're going to be moving. I feel within a six-month period, Holly's going to be moving. It feels like near the end of end of this year. So what is it? So it's March, April, May, June, July. August, September. It seems around that time. It feels like a six-month period of time you're going to move. If I were to say you're going to move in this year, I do feel that before the end of the year is what I hear.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
All right, Holly. Take care. Bye. Hello.
Okay. Thanks, Holly. All right. My buttons are closed up this evening. So my microphone isn't kicking back in as quickly as it usually does. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Veronica.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. Wow,
hey,
nice talking
Veronica,
to you.
How you doing? Okay.
You are full of surprises. I didn't know you have all this knowledge of information that you can. Wow.
I picked it up through the years, you know, like everybody does as they get older.
Wow. Well, I have a question. I have a couple of questions. So I try to make it quick, and thank you again, because I want to confirm some of the things that you have said, also has come true. Even being the phone, your accuracy is right on.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't play with that. I tell the truth on that. So this is a question I had about two or three weeks ago. I just want to know, the gentleman that I had conflicts with, the man with the letter R, the lady, the female with the letter S, was it physical, like, was it like he was being vulgar? I know he slapped her because she was being very, was it that situation? Like,
okay.
I know he slapped her.
So what was the man's first letter name? Because you don't want to give names, I guess.
Letter R, like.
R. R.
Yeah.
And you want to see if he was. So you want to see if he was involved with this woman, the S woman?
Yes. Like, was it? I know that he was aggressive. Like, she was trying to come on to him, and he didn't want her. He didn't want her. He would hit her.
And so, what's your question?
Did he end up hitting her? Was he hitting her?
Okay.
I mean, I hope not.
Okay,
I'm trying to help her.
All right. Did this man hit this woman? If I were to say the man with letter R, hit this woman, I feel that I feel a slap, like a slap kind of action. There was aggression. I feel this man was aggressive to this woman. She tried to fight back, though, too. I feel that, I feel like, or resist or something. But when I look at this R man and this woman, and her first letter is S, right? S or S?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
this,
nice.
This man, R, hit the woman, S, yeah. Yeah, it's almost like there was an, it might have been an attempt to slap her, but she kind of put up a defense. Like I see her arms going up to her face or to the upper part of her body. So, yeah, I want to say yes, there was some altercation, you know, in some way.
Is she still there?
If I say this man is still with this woman, the S woman, no, I don't think he is. I think she left. He left her. I think he left her. I don't think he's around there. I'm not feeling him around there, Veronica.
Yeah. Was this like a relationship, or was it like, I mean, like a boyfriend girlfriend? I mean, like,
let's see. Was this man?
I mean, I don't think it was. I think it was. She was trying.
If I would say they were in a relationship together, no, it was more of a, there was something of a flavor of some kind of, you know, I want to say, quote unquote, friendship or friend, or, you know, but you know, what kind of friend is that? You know, it doesn't feel like romance, boyfriend, girlfriend. I feel they knew each other, of course, but
yeah.
There was some kind of friendship flavor there that maybe was before this happened, you know, possibly. I don't know.
That's true. You got it right. One question. There was a situation that was over there with him with a couple of people. Want to know if that got taken care of or they're still there. Did it get taken care of?
So what are you saying? He said he was with a group of people? Is that what you...
No. There were some group of people that the law was proceeding. Did they get caught? Did those people get caught?
All right. This group of people get caught by the police. Let's see. Did this group of people get caught by the police guys? Yes or no? I feel some of them did. Some of them. And some didn't. Yeah, I don't feel like the whole group when I tune into that group. I feel some did, some didn't. It almost like two of them evaded, two got away or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Feels like to me.
Okay. Interesting. I want to switch another question for you. So I have a male friend that I'm just kind of curious. Do you see him coming? He's pretty far, but
okay.
This one's kind of like a shocker to me. Like,
So you want to know if he's coming to visit you? Is that it?
Yeah. We have some business and some things.
So you don't give any names. So what is his first letter?
J.
J, okay. Okay, yes, J is Veronica's friend. J Mackin is Veronica gonna see his friend, J. I feel at some point he's going to visit. It's going to take a while, though. Is he far? You say he's far away, right? He's far away?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel a distance with this man. It's like... if I were to say conclusively you're going to see this man, the J-man, it's possible. I'm not getting a very, very strong sense about it, but it's possible that it could happen. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I feel.
But it doesn't tell you a time frame, right?
No, I don't get a time frame. No.
Okay, this is fine. Well, thank you
right.
so much. I got something really taken care of. I appreciate your time.
Take care. Have a
yeah.
good one. Bye.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you.
Thanks, Veronica. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Oh, I've only got two left. All right, then. Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good.
Good. How can I help you today?
I'd like to go back to a question I asked, a funny question last time about I've mailed a package to New Zealand.
I remember that. The package to New Zealand that got, sort of diverted, right, by the police and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because customs. It still hasn't appeared. So any
wow.
other updates for that?
All right, let's see here. This is strange.
Yeah, it is.
So it's to your parents. It's to like relatives, right? Parents.
A brother. It's a
brother.
Relative,
okay.
not a. Yeah.
Okay, Catherine. Okay, Catherine, to her brother in New Zealand. Okay. Is the package going to get to Catherine's brother? Yes or no? Where is the package? Catherine mailed brother, where is it? God, I feel like it's been tossed aside somewhere. How can that happen?
Oh, great.
God, wait, so hold on a second. Okay, let me ask the million-dollar question. Will Catherine's brother get this package? Yes or no, guys? I still feel he's going to get the package.
Okay, good.
But it's going to be a bit, I want to say some of it is going to be torn apart or not in good condition, I feel.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, God, that's terrible. Let me look at this a little closer. Okay, ultimately, will Catherine's brother get this package that she mailed to him? Yes, okay. Gonna come. Okay, when is Catherine's brother gonna get this package? Oh God, I don't see it until the fall time, man. Oh man, what's going on? Yeah, I mean that's the timeline. Like I say with everybody, the timelines are very fluid. But I'm getting sometime in the fall. Well, let me ask this. Okay, when Catherine's brother gets this package, will it be of any use to him? Okay, well, when Catherine's brother gets the package, will it be any use to him? Yes or no, guys? So, now, was it like a material or some written material? Is that it? Like, I'm not quite sure. Catherine.
No written material. It was gifts.
A gift. So it was material, right? Okay. Okay, well, will this gift be intact for Catherine's brother? Yes or no? Will the gift be intact for Catherine's brother? Yes or no, guys? I feel it will be intact is what I'm feeling. It's just the packaging around it will be a bit
mm-hmm.
funny, you know. I feel the gift itself, which is the important thing, will be intact.
There's three separate things inside of there, but they're all soft,
okay.
You know, like a T-shirt, and there's nothing breakable for sure.
Okay, will all three items be in Catherine's brother's package? Yes. I'm not sure if all three items will be there, though. Oh, boy. Jeez. Will all three items be in Catherine's brother's package?
Well, maybe the customs pulled out something ridiculous.
I feel two out of three will be there.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm hearing. the feeling that I don't like the situation at all. It sucks.
Well, I guess a whole different question is, there's insurance, so I could claim it lost and try and get it the value in their insurance. But the issue is, according to the post office tracking, it was delivered. So will they give me insurance when their tracking said it was delivered?
And it delivered, and for all surety and fact, your brother never received it.
Right. So the people in the post office said once it's in another country, they really can't track it. So.
Yeah. I mean, all I can say is I do feel he's going to get it.
Okay.
Two out of three items seem to be there. It's going to be in the fall time is what I feel. Hate to say. Yeah.
Okay. Move on then. I'll just let it go. Yeah. Whatever happens. I guess for me is things that, what does the guide say about protecting myself when I sleep? Because something always wakes me up, and it's usually it's somebody else's energy comes into my field and wakes me up.
Okay. So you want some protection there, obviously. Let's see what happens to Catherine in her sleep. Is Catherine protected in her sleep? Okay, the first thing I get, they're giving me a very strong image of a white candle. To have a white candle burning.
Nice. Okay.
Next to you, and have it, see if you can burn it all night in a safe location in the room.
Those Mexican candles you get, you know, those kind of altar candles that are glass.
Yeah,
you can burn them all night.
Let me see what else. Okay. Also, there's something that worked for me a lot, because actually I've had some funny things happened to my dream one time, and if we go over, I'm going to just finish with you, even if we get the ding-dong, because we don't have many people on today. So one time something, and it was kind of like I had sleep paralysis, and something really bad, it was like really not good, kind of evil, was pushing me in the bathroom, and I said, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I am protected, and I said that several times, and every time I invoke that, there's this protection that comes on me. So, and you know, if you don't believe in Jesus, just believe in whatever, you know. But for me, and I'm not a Bible thumper, but I believe in the different avatars, you know, Buddha and Jesus and all that. So I use that as a kind of weapon, I want to say, by the blood of Jesus, I am protected in Jesus' name. And I kept repeating it, and this thing just left, you know. So, but the white candle and something like that, I think, would help.
Okay.
Also, salt water bath before you go to bed. A salt water bath before you go to bed. Get some sea salt and lie in the bathtub for about 15 minutes in not too hot water, but just comfortable water. That'll clear out any negativity around you. So those are three things you can do. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay, where are we going next? Carolyn?
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Carolyn.
I've been on the line trying to change this PayPal information so I could send some information. Anyway, I'm sick, friend. And I, excuse me, I'm going to take a powerful cough drop. As I talk to you, so I don't cough into your ear.
It's okay. Yeah.
The doctor, thank you. The doctor did all sorts of tests. I'm not COVID. You know, I'm COVID negative.
Right,
and
right.
I think I did a marathon of COVID testing. I've been... So I'm upset by it because I take strong precautions. You know, I sanitize my hands with 91% rubbing alcohol. I don't shake hands with people, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mask up and I don't see other people getting sick, but I've gotten sick and I'm just so annoyed. And, you know, I was just doing solo stuff, going by myself out in nature and working out with people, but I tell them, I have to work out outside. I won't work out in the building because I don't want to catch from other people stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sick. I'm sick. I can't.
Yeah.
And I had pneumonia in October, and I'm just so annoyed. I'm
wow.
so totally, totally annoyed.
Oh.
And, you know, I go to a pottery studio, and I called the pottery studio and said, is anyone sick there? No. They had me write a note to the facilitator to explain why I missed a day, and I thought, God, are we in communist China? What the hell's going on here? You know, and I mean, I pay a lot of money for that, and you know, and to tell the facilitator I didn't have COVID and then I'd gotten tested and blah blah blah, which you know I'm accepting, but I'm so annoyed. I mean, I'm biting my tongue with cuss words, and I was just gonna go for a bike ride. But I felt like I was collapsing on the chair before going out again. So I don't know.
Right.
Can you? And I eat healthy. You know, I eat broccoli in the morning. I eat really healthy.
Okay.
So I don't know.
You know, while you're talking, I kept on getting the word zinc, 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 and D3.
Okay.
I feel up your D3 and zinc, and you know. I'm not a doctor, but these are just supplements, you know, so they're pretty benign. And I want to say too, there's a supplement called resveratrol. It's from red wine extract, and that's a great antioxidant. It's called resveratrol, and it's a supplement, and it's not a drug, and it's made out of red wine grapes, and it has very high antioxidant, and I think that could help strengthen you well. But those three come up. Zinc was the strongest, though.
Thank you. And the vitamin D. The vitamin D.
Yeah, three, vitamin D3. I've been taking that. How much do you take?
I'd have to pull. I have the jar right here because I remind myself I have to pull this out. I take a pretty strong dosage. Let's see if I can find it right now. But before we run out of time, I need to ask you because I was going to take a trip today too.
To
go to where my former residence. Because my former relationship. Is he doing okay? Because I've been trying to reach him.
Okay, and what's his name?
B as in boy.
Okay.
B as in boy. And
okay, Carolyn. And let's see how he's doing.
Because we're supposed to do some legal stuff together.
Okay, Carolyn's friend. Starts with B. How's he doing? I feel busyness around him. I feel busyness around B. I feel when I tune in to B, your friend, or it's like an ex-relationship, right? Or is an ex... ex-boyfriend. Okay, how's he doing? What's going on with him? I feel he's swamped with a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of work. When I look at how he's doing, I feel that I keep getting from him, he needs help. Now, what kind of help does he need? What kind of help does... I feel like he almost needs somebody to assist him in what's going on with him in terms of the work that he's doing, like an assistant. But I keep on sensing a lot of pressure with him. I mean, other than that, he's okay. But you know, if I were to say his health is doing, he's okay, healthy. He has some stress. His sleep patterns aren't too good. He's been having a difficult time sleeping, I feel. so that can tell on your health. But I feel he could do better is what I'm hearing. He could do better.
Okay.
He's not in an emergency situation, but I feel that
okay.
there's a lot of things coming at him, you know, in terms of whatever
okay.
work he does. Yeah.
Yeah, I was
yeah.
going to do a day trip down there, but then I just couldn't bring myself
yeah.
to physically. Plus, I was trying to get him to pick up the phone. Sometimes
right.
I'll have somebody go and check on him. And
yeah.
So I guess I have to wait till Monday to go down and make the trip. Do you see that as a positive when I go down?
Yeah, let's see. Wednesday, right, you said? Wednesday?
Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Could end up being Wednesday, though, if you're picking
All right,
that
well,
up.
let's see Monday, though. Let's see, okay, I'm going to see my ex-boyfriend on Monday. I could see you could follow through with that. I feel, you know, he might be a little energetically dragged out, I feel. But I feel, if I had to say, okay, I see Carolyn going Monday to see her, ex-boyfriend, I feel, yeah, that would be a positive move for you, actually. That would be a positive
okay.
thing to do, I feel.
Okay.
I think he would welcome that, actually. He would welcome it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he always welcomes when
yeah.
He wants us to get back together, but it's not going to happen.
Okay.
But we have a lot
yeah.
of stuff we have to negotiate still.
Sure.
And
all right.
Well, there goes the bell, and I thank you so much, Brent.
Okay, Carolyn. Oh, yeah, try those things. Yeah, the zinc and all that. Yeah, and the resveratrol.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Thank you, Brent. Thank
you,
Karen. Thank you for playing. Thank you. And thank you for playing Ukrainian music. I love that. My heart sang
oh, yeah,
when you did that, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly. Okay. Ah, no. Amazing. We're on our last call, Brent. Wonderful.
All right. Okay.
Give me that.
Hello?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name?
Jen.
Jen. Oh, hey, Jen. How can I help
hey.
You today? How can I help you?
Well, I recently relocated to the Philadelphia area. Wanted
okay.
to know if you see if it's going to be a good move, and do you see me buying a house? I just started working with a realtor.
Okay. I feel the house is coming. That's the first gut. I feel the house is coming for you. If I were to say, you're in Philadelphia, right? Is that it, Philadelphia?
Yeah, the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, okay. Was a good move for Jen to move to Philadelphia? Yes. I feel there's going to be a lot of advantages there. Things are going to start opening up there for you around sort of like the middle of this year. It seems a lot of things are underground now, and it's kind of like how it is. It's like kind of the end of winter coming to spring. But if I were to say, okay, would the Philadelphia area be really good for Jen, and I feel I get advantage, and I feel you branching out there. I feel I got a picture of kind of you moving your roots out through the area, so I do feel it was a good move for you, Jen. Also, if you can get by some water, if there's like a lake or some water nearby, would be good, you know, if you're by there somewhere, if there's a pond or lake. I don't know why that came up, but that's what I heard, to have some serenity. yeah, and the house, let's see, when is Jen going to get the house? Okay, definitely coming. So, okay, let me see the approximate timeline. When is Jen going to purchase a house? It feels nearby, the kind of timeline. Let me see. Okay. Is Jen going to get a house this month? I feel in a few weeks something's coming. It feels like it could be before the end of March. I feel a kind of, I see a kind of house that has, like on the outside, it's kind of, has a brownish red color or kind of tawny look to it, kind of like on the outer part, it feels like to me. But I feel it'll be just cozy for you. I feel, will this be the right house for Jen? Will this be the right house for Jen? Yeah, I feel you'll be excited when you see this house, Jen. I feel that, let's see, will Jen enjoy living in this house? Yeah, I feel, when you go in the house, it's going to all pull together for you. I do feel it's a good pick. I feel you're going to be led there. It's like it feels like a spirit, you know, your guides are going to lead you to this house, but there's definitely a house coming for you. It feels like before the end of March, the sense I get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Philadelphia is good. Yeah.
Okay. Do you see, will it have like a little bit of a yard so I could have a little garden?
Yeah. Will Jen's house have a yard? Let's see, will Jen's house have a garden or yard? I feel there's a little plot of land there. If I were to say, Jen, can Jen build a garden around her? Is there a garden space around Jen's house that's coming? Yeah, I feel that there's some area, it seems like on the side or the front, there might be some area there for a garden, is what I feel. Yeah, like a little garden. Yeah, but I feel it'll just be very suitable for you. Yep, for sure. So anything else?
Do you see me reconciling with my family?
Okay. Will Jen reconcile with her family? I do see that. It's funny. I see one member coming forward in the beginning. You're reconciling with this kind of member of the family. There's the other ones in the background in the time being. If I were to say, ultimately, will Jen reconcile with her family? Yes. I get the word. There's going to be forgiveness. There's going to be the word forgiveness coming. You know, whoever needs to forgive who, it just feels like the word forgiveness comes into the picture in terms of the reconciliation process. So yeah, if I were to say, okay, is Jen going to be separate from her family the rest of her life? No, absolutely not. No. Now, with timelines, let me see, you know, they can be very fluid, so, okay, when will Jen reconcile with her family? When do you see Jen reconcile with her family? It feels within, I want to say between 7 and 9 months, I feel a reconciliation coming. That's what I feel. And it seems like you're going to talk to one member there. I don't know if it's the male member, the father or somebody, but it seems like somebody steps forward from the group and you talk to them and things start, you know, you get some, you know, good emotions that need to be felt, you
yeah.
know, forgiveness and yeah, so that's how I think it, but definitely, yeah, it's ultimately going to happen for sure, yeah.
Good. Yeah, I've just kind of gotten no contact because of the way they've treated me and
okay.
I would like reconciliation, but I'd like them to change.
Right. There's going to be some, yeah, if I were to say you, Jen, are going to be close with your family again, I feel, yes, I feel it's all going to come together. You know, in the beginning, it's going to be a kind of a, you know, it's going to be there. It's going to be kind of a stiff energy in the beginning, but then I feel things softening up, you know, because you're kind of approaching in a new way. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Jen. Good luck. Good luck. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Jenny.
All right.
Well, that wraps it up for another show then, Bryn.
That's it. All right, Ken. Good show.
Guys, thank you very, very much for joining us this evening. And
you're
have
welcome.
A good weekend.
Yes,
okay. Right. So we'll catch up with Bryn next week then, ladies and gents. Hopefully. All being well. And tomorrow evening, Chris back with me again. And then we jump to Sunday with Kelly Joe. Kelly should be back with us. Actually, Kelly is not with us this week. I do beg to differ. So Kelly is back with us on the 13th, of course. So she doesn't join us on the first week of every month. So no Kelly for the 6th. So back on the 13th. So just one more show left, Ed, for this week. And then we got our usual crew back with us next week. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to play that piece of music again. Yeah, because we can. yeah, okay.
Що є правда, де є вихід, ти скажи мені. Бути чесним, бути правим, чи це важко?
Ні!
Рви все, що стримує тебе, так подивися на небо. Вітер нас кличе в політ. Знай, що все має початок, нам не треба мовчати. Хай він у пеклі горить, чуєш звуки, бачиш руки. Це вже йдуть вони, йдуть вони. Okay.